haven't gotten to look at the beginners yet, so I'll try to look at them in the relatively near future. I just hope that the Chazara was meaningful, and that the Bechina sort of gave you a sense of what I would view as Chazaring properly. So you should have been able to answer the questions. Okay, we'll begin a new sugya currently. Not a new sugya, a new old sugya, returning to the world of Meta, but from a different perspective, in terms of the standard of Meitav, which standard are we using? Boim inei Rav Shmuel bar Abba me akrunia me Rabbi Abba kishehin shamin b'shelohim shamin o b'shel olam heim shamim. It's assuming that the Mazik has a number of standards of his own property, and his Ziburis, I say he's very, very wealthy, and his Ziburis or his Beinonis is equal to the Edis of the world. Do we have to go to his Edis, the Shalohim Shamim, or is it enough to give, to pay with the Edis of the Olam? So I had given the example in terms of the Mazik, that's the Shita Rabbi Akiva. What about according to Rabbi Yishmael? Alib de Rabbi Yishmael lo tiboilach. The Amar de Benizok Shaiminan. Ki tiboy lach aliba derabi akiva damer demasik shaminan mai. Meitav sadeh amar achman lebiyute de nizak or dilma lebiyute the alma nani amar rachmana asliche ad alma nani. That the question is only according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbi Yishmael. Why is Rabbi Yishmael exempt from this question? L'chore, we have the same scenario by the Nizak, that he could have an Edis, and yet the world's Edis will be above that, will be below that. Why by Rabbi Yishmael is it taken for granted that we use the subject of Edis of the Nizak? What does Tosis point out? Because we have Gzera Sakasov. Kevan di Yalef Migzera Shava de Sada Sada mi Ubir Bistei Acher the Havi de Nizak. In other words, that the whole world, the whole standard of Meitav Sadehu is learned out from Ubir Bistei Acher, that of the Nizak. Avo Rabbi Akiva, Efshar Dhoda Kamar, the Hech de Kamishalem, Lo Asa Ela Lemiute de Nizak, that the according to Rabbi Akiva, Tachin, that the fact that we move from the Nizak to the Mazik, that's what we learn from the pasuk of Meitav Sadehu, rather than the question as to what standard we actually use. Okay, Gzeras HaKasev is very hard to argue with. The question is as to whether you have to come onto this Gzeras HaKasev, or perhaps there could be another approach to explain why Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael lo tiboylach. And here I'd like to return to a chakira that we mentioned in one situation, which I think has many more applications. Maybe we'll look at it from a Tosus that we skipped. If you go back to Daf Heyamad Aleph, and we skipped learning together in Shir, we learned the Masechta. Okay, in Daf Heyamad Aleph, the Gemara understands that in what way do we have lists of 4, 13, or 24 Avos Nezikin, not when we move over to the 13 and the 24, we don't necessarily have toldos. So what makes these avos nezikin? In what way, what common denominator do they have? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Avahu, kulan ko avos l'shalem mi meitav. And the Gemara says, asya tachas nesina yishalem kesev. We have this string of gzera shava and hakeshim, etc., to learn that all of these 24 are interconnected in the fact that they're all going to pay Meitav if they're in this list, or the 13 are going to pay Meitav. So Tosis Al-Atar points out that what about Eid Zomim? Eid Zomim doesn't appear to be in this list of Tachas, Nesina, Yishalem, Kesef. So Rashi already bothered and says, Eid Zomim, Ksiv Behu, Nefesh, Benefesh, Ukeman dichsiv tachat dami. That nefesh bin nefesh is a shorthand for nechet tach, for nefesh tachat nefesh, and then the tachat that fits into the to the string of hekeshim that are mentioned in the Gemara. Aiden Zomim Pirish Rashi dichsiv behu nefesh bin nefesh v'tzorach lomar. Tosis understands that in the world of Eid Zomim, afilu im heidu al shortam shehizik, and a shortam who is mazik, how does a shortam pay? Not just chati nezik, but how does he pay? What cap do we have in shortam?
Migufo.
Even if they wanted to claim, they wanted to frame someone that his shortam was mazik. Oh heidu ploni chayev ploni mana. Or they wanted to frame someone that he owes money. A ba'al chov, how does he pay? From what form of karka? Beinonis. In other words, they want to frame someone who's going to be paying migufo, or someone who's going to be paying beinonis, didino, here it says zibura, so midorais is zibura, so even midrabonan beinonis. De meshalme, according to Tosfos, bemetav. The Mishalme mi Meitav. In other words, that the Chiddush of Eid Zomim is even if they wanted to be Machayev, Ziburis, Migufo, Benonis, they're going to pay Meitav. Parallel to this Tosfos, there's a Ravid. Is there a Ravid in this edition? No, this is the wrong one. Just believe me, okay. There's a Ravid. That says that Eid Zomim clearly is a din of Kasher Zoma, that whatever they wanted to be Machayev, that's what they're going to have to pay. So if they wanted to be, if they wanted to frame someone that he was that he borrowed money, so they'll pay that person in terms of Beinonis. Only if the Kasher Zoma is Meitav is it going to be Edis. What over here is going on? What's the machlokus between Tosfos and the Ravid? When we speak about the world of Meitav, why according to Tosfos, would we have this halacha that even though the Eid Zomim only tried to be Machayev Beinonis, he's going to have to pay back. He's going to have to pay back Meitav. Masha'en Kein, according to the Ravid, Ma Pitom, he should pay back that which Kasher Zomim La'asos La'achiv, nothing more.
Question: how it fits into Nezikin? Is it like any other Nezek?
Yes.
Or is it this unique din that you know that it's right Kasher Zama?
Or maybe let's try and look at it from the perspective of Meitav. What are two ways of viewing Meitav? In the world of Nezikin. In other words, when we say that one pays Meitav, is, well, let me give maybe an example that we did speak about. We saw a day that maybe you only pay Meitav in a situation where you don't want to pay, where you're forced to pay by Beis Din. But if you're paying Midaitcha, then you could pay also Beinonis or Ziburis. Or maybe not. Or maybe under all circumstances you would pay Meitav. What's the question?
Is it a knas?
Excuse me?
Is it a knas? Are you punishing the person? Or is it...
In other words, maybe just to... I mean, I think I'll be saying the same thing as you, but I don't want to use the word knas because we're not talking over here with knas. We're talking over here about mama.
What is moda?
What?
Native or moda? When they're moda and they...
In other words, the question is the Meitav what you owe? Or is the Meitav that which is being collected? Namely, is the Meitav, do we view this that this is the equivalent of what you damaged? Or do we say, no, we're not looking at what you damaged. In other words, what you damaged, you damaged. But when we are collecting from you, that's where the concept of Meitav comes into the picture. Yes?
Is that the what Grossman said about the house of...
Yes, yes. No, it's not what Grossman said, but we'll come to that later as well as another option. No, I'm assessing, is this a din in Beis Din, in a gviya of Beis Din, Or is this a din that this is really the nezek that the individual did, that he did a damage of nezek? So in Eitz Zomim it comes through very, very clearly that, in other words, Tosas who's saying that no matter what you want to mechayev, you wanted to frame someone as a lova, you're going to pay meitav. What lechora does that have to be according to Tosfos? It's a din in the gvi of Bezdin, namely that Bezdin is going to take from you meitav. You only wanted to be mazik, the individual, on the level of beinonis. Bezdin is going to push you to pay meitav, even though that's not what you wanted to do. That's what the Raivid disagrees. He said, why in the world should he pay meitav? All he wanted to do was be mechayev beinonis. Why should he be paying meitav? That's not the tashlumei nezek. That's above and beyond. In other words, so we have a machlokas Tosfos and the Raivid. Are you paying mitzad gvias bezdin, or are you paying mitzad that this is what you owe? This is what you owe, or this is what is being collected? So again, one nafkamina would be the world of Eitz Zomim. Another nafkamina would be the world of Bal Korcho or Midaito. That if we're going to distinguish between Bal Korcho and Midaito, that's only if it's din gvias bezdin. In other words, if we're going to have the din of Meitav across the board, then it could be either direction. There is also. The Achronim point out is Rabbi Kiva Eger, who asks, not in our sugya, but in a sugya in Gittin, when we have the sugya of Meitav is also brought in Gittin, we point out on Memtes, Nun. What if the Mazik acquired his Meitav after the act was done, before the money is collected? In other words, that when there was an act of Nezek, at that time, the mazik only had beinonis and ziburis, and afterwards, he got meitav. Is that meitav connected to the tashlumen? So if it's a din of what you owe from the time you did the nezek. The meitav wasn't in the world then. If it's a question of what was collected, so yitachain very much that will collect even that which you didn't have at that time. My nafkamina, if you had it at that time. So now let's move. If we have these two options, yes.
Does the writer have another pshat in the Gemara on that pay in terms of how it's kulam owes the shalom? Like, what does it mean that even zom is that it pays meitav? That's just kasher zom according to the writer. It's not really a din of even zom that pays meitav.
That's the din of. In other words, that really a zom is an exception to the rule. That eight zomim would only pay meitav if he wanted to be mechayev. And eight zomim on the zikin would be meitav. If I claim that you broke my window, it's absurd. Two eidim come and say you broke so and so's window. Then in the world of the zikin, the eight zomim would have to pay meitav. But if they claim that someone borrowed money, or they claim that someone's shor was mazik, has to pay migufa, matitam that they should pay.
Meaning something which is called an av nezik is limited to the world.
Yes, according to the Raivid.
Yeah.
Now, Tosfos is black and white, not that way. So within Tosfos, we're saying anything which is put into the world of an Av Mazik is going to be collected from Meitav, irrelevant of what he tried to do. Okay, so now let's move over to Rabbi Yishmael and to Rabbi Akiva. Can we close in terms of Rabbi Yishmael and say that the moment that we're dealing with Meitav of the Nizak, then clearly we're moving into one of these two sides, yes?
So just going back to the last nafkamina, according to Tosfos, that would mean that since he doesn't have that meitav at the time, so he pays with whatever meitav he has, in the situation where he gets meitav after he did the...
Rabbi Akiva Eggers has a suffix, right? What if the meitav comes afterwards? So l'chalor, his suffix is, what is meitav? If meitav is what you owe from the damage... then lechora, it's only shayach to what you had at that time. If meitav is what we're going to collect, so then it would, you know, it's as long as it's in his hands at the time of the collection, that should be sufficient. In terms of Rabbi Yishmael, do you recall how did we begin Rabbi Yishmael with what havamina? What does it mean that you pay meitav of the nizak? That if you went ahead and your animal went ahead and ate a row of vegetables that were growing that was very, very relatively worthless. What would be paid?
What you got on the original Haramina?
What, the Haramina?
You would value it as if it was the Nisak's best.
Nachon. It's as though he ate the best. Namely, we pointed out, it's a din of shava b'shava. In other words, that we're going to define the meitav of the nizak. This is what you damaged. This is what you owe. So even though that havamina is rejected, it could still very, very well be that within Rav Yishmael, the moment that you are paying meitav the nizak, you are shaman b'shalo. In other words, we just pointed out that you're never going to pay more than you damaged, but you're going to be paying with the quality of Meitav. In other words, that we view it as though you damaged Meitav, not in terms of quantity, but in terms of quality. Well, you're not going to pay more than you owed. You're going to pay that amount, but you're going to pay it in Meitav. That the Meitav that we view as that halacha, Masha Ein Kein, within Rabbi Akiva, that you're paying from the Meitav of the Mazik. In other words, that has nothing to do with what you damaged. That's a question of gviya. And so it could very well be that the Gemara has no question within Rabbi Yishmael. Within Rabbi Yishmael, that you're paying from the Nizak, clearly you're paying what you owe, and what you owe is, you know, according to Shelot, in terms of what you had. It's as though that's what you damaged. Masha Ein Kein within Rabbi Akiva, that we're dealing over here with Meitav of the Masik, that has nothing to do with what you damaged. That's already a din of Gvias Bezdin. Here we have a question: how do we make the Shuma? How do we make the estimation, Bishelo or Bishel Ha'ola? Maybe if I'll just try and bring a raya to the Shita. For this approach, if you look at the first makar, I sent you to a Shita Mekubetzes that says that according to Rav Yishmael, v'nira the legabe ba'al chov mode Rav Yishmael the lav b'sha malve hein shomim, that even though Rav Yishmael holds according to the Gemara that we're dealing in the world of mazik b'shelohein shomim, not b'shel olam. When it comes to the world of Baal Chov, over there, we don't go after Shalom, there we go after the Olam. And the Shita over there wants to prove it, that otherwise we would be able to set up the Brisos that we're going to see, that contradict one another. We would be able to set it up according to Rabbi Yishmael, and everything would work out. And since the Gemara doesn't go in that direction, Kaner Ed, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, Vadei Modeh, Delav Bishal Malvei Shaman, that in the world of Halva, Ella Bishel Olam. Do we find anywhere by Rabbi Akiva that there would be such a distinction? That the question of Shalom or Shel Olam would only apply to a Mazik and not to a Baal Chov or not to Ksuvas Isha? Not at all. The whole Gemara is assuming that whatever is our standard of Shuma, whatever is our standard of estimation, be it Shalom, then it would be across the board, by Mazik, by Baal Chov, and by Ksuvas Isha. If it's Bishel Olam, it's by Mazik, by Baal Chov, and by Ksuvas Isha. Why would we make a distinction within Rabbi Yishmael? Because the whole din of Rabbi Yishmael, it's as though you were Mazik, the Meitav. That's the whole din of Rabbi Yishmael, that you're paying, well, not in other words, that the Meitav is not a din in Gvias Bezdin. It's a din in what you owe, that you owe as though you were mazik, the meitav of the nizak, as opposed to being mazik the ziburis of the nizak. That's the whole gzera shava. That's the whole uniqueness of Rabbi Yishmael. So within Rabbi Yishmael, we can make such a distinction, but within Rabbi Akiva, it's not shayach to make such a distinction. In other words, so kanireh that we're dealing over here with a different histaklut, a different perspective on the world of Meitav within Rav Yishmael. So we pointed out we can have this chakira in Meitav. Is it a din in tashlume nezek? This is what you owe. Or is it a din in vias bezdin? What we're going to collect. Not what you owe. Not doesn't relate to what you did. It relates to what we're going to collect. So one nafkamina is would we have a din of Meitav in Eitzomein Shezamam Hefseid Milve Shortam V'chule? If it's a din in Gvia, why not? If it's a din in what he did, in what you did, so Achor says has nothing to do with Milve, with Shortam, etc. Secondly, Im Meitav Dafka Baal Korcho O Afilu Midato. Right, that if it's a din gvia, yitachen it's only baal korcho. It's din in tashlum and nezik, which makes no difference whether you want to pay or you don't want to pay. What other distinction did we make? What other?
Ricky Vager subject.
Ah, nachon. Haim din meitav chal al idis shekana la'achar ma'aseh hanesek. So if it's a question of what you owe, that's the time of ma'aseh hanesek. If it's a question of collection, that's whatever in your possession at the time of collection. And then yitachen in terms of ha'im Meitav Zedin Bishelo O Bishel Ola. So, in other words, what we're suggesting is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, that we're dealing with the Meitav the Nizak, that the din is Dafka Shelo, because the Meitav of the Nizak, that's the Tashlumei Nezek. In other words, that within Rav Yishmael, you are paying for what you did, and we view it that whatever you were Masik, it's as though you were Masik Meitav. That's the, in other words, Ubir B'stei Acher, Meitav Sadehu, that you're paying that which you did. That's the Shelo. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbi Akiva, who we're dealing with Meitav of the Masik, this can either be Shalov or the Olam. This is a question purely of a Shuma of the Gvias Bezdin. When Bezdin collects, what are they using as their standard? So this, we have a suffix within Rabbi Akiva, we have no suffix within Rabbi Yishmael. This is, again, you know, it's so when, you know, it's just maybe this is what Tosus means by saying that we have over here the Gzera Shava, but just trying to explain it in a broader sense. Now, in terms of what Mickey related to, let's say within Rabbi Akiva, we have a suffix. How does Beis Din determine Meitav? According to the wealth of the Mazik, or Al Pi Ha'olam? What over here could be the suffix? In other words, that we mentioned a while back that when the Rosh spoke within Rabbi Yishmael, that what happens in according to Rabbi Yishmael, that we value according to Meitav of the Nizak. If that Meitav of the Nizak doesn't find a parallel within the Nechasim of the Mazik, that it's the Ziburis of the Mazik is less than the Meitav of the Nizak, and the Beinonis of the Mazik is more than the Meitav of the Nizak. What were the two options?
He pays his Beinonis, or he pays his Edus.
Right, does he pay his Beinonis or his Edus? So we ask, what's going on up here? Why jump all the way to the Edus of the Mazik? And so what was our Chakira?
So you always round, you always go up.
So the question is, are we dealing over? Well, one option was the question of always going up. That's one. What's the other side of the equation?
You have to have somebody's edus.
Right, that you need. That edus is a din in the cheftza. In other words, it is a cheftza of edus. A cheftza of meitav. This is what you mentioned in terms of Rav Gusman. That was his approach. And or is it a question of, you know, of the gavra, that the nizak, you know, can go up, has this choice of moving up? Is it din in the cheftza or is it din in the gavra? How would that play out over here? How could that play out over here if it's a din? If it's a din in the cheftza, then we could see two sides. Then we could say the cheftza is going to be defined by that of the mazik, or the cheftza is going to be defined by that of the olam. In other words, masha'en kein, if it's a din within the gavra, then lechora we go after the gavra, we go after the mazik himself. In other words, so that's, you know, that's what could be over here, the issue. It could be that everyone agrees it's a din in the cheftza. The question is, which standard of cheftza do you use? Or the question is, are we looking at the cheftza, looking at the gavra? Looking at the cheftza, maybe then we'd go after the olam. Looking at the gavra, then we go after his. Okay. The Gemara asks the question and wants to prove it from a braisa. And the Gemara goes through different stages of the braisa. Let's go through the braisa together. In any case, before we bring the braisa, Amar Lei, what did Rabbi Abba respond? Rachmana Amar Meitav Sadehu Va'at Amris Meitav Bishav Olam Hem Shamin. Clearly, it goes after the Shigol. It goes after the Mazik. Namely, if the Mazik is a very wealthy individual, we're going to be Machmir and insist that he pay with his Edus, even though that's far, far beyond the Edus of the Olam. Esvei, ein lo ella idis, kulam govim min ha'idis. Beinonis, kulam govim beinonis. Ziburis, kulam govim ziburis. And then this line is taken sort of for granted. And then we go, hayulo idis u beinonis v ziburis, nizakin de idis ba'al chova beinonis, ksuvas isha v ziburis. And then we go, what if he has only one, or not three? What if he has two out of the three, and how are we going to be govet? Couldn't you be medayik something in that first line of the braisa? I mean, isn't what the braisa, I mean, this, if you were writing a braisa, I realized that the braisas were not edited by Rav Yehuda Hanasi, and sometimes they may contain some extra wordage, etc. But what's strange over here? Ein lo ella idis, kulam govim min ha'idis. Ein lo ella benonis, kulam govim min ha'benonis. I mean, isn't that obvious? What's the chiddush? That's what he has. So certainly, aren't they all govet? But what does one see over here?
You could say that this means that we're going by shalom, and for him, this is all of the above. This is his benonis, tiboros, and idis.
What does it mean to say that ain lo ella benonis?
I don't know. It sounds like shalom.
In other words, how can we speak of it? Ain lo ella benonis. Ain lo ella ziburis. On whose standard? On his standards, that's all he has.
By the time we get to the end, and we talk about cases where he used to have and he sold and this and that.
But that's the Gemara's not medayik over here. In other words, this statement goes by without question. This statement is not raised in the Gemara later on for a diuk. But lechora, what powerful diuk do we have over here? What Eli pointed out. Don't we have a diuk over here? Engo ella. That means that we're going after the olam. Otherwise, what does it mean to say engo ella idis, engo ella benonis, engo ella ziburis? According to whose standard? If this is all he has, so this is, no matter what he has, that's why call it idis, benonis, or ziburis? We must be using someone else's standard. So what we see is, you know, simply that just as a he'ara, even if you say that we go after, we're going to define it by shelo, that's only when he has more than one type. If all he has is one type, then we're going to go after the Ola. That we just see over. That's what the Bryce is telling us. That when he has only one type, we're going to define that as being by the Ola. Namely, that even when we say that we're going to define things by Shiloh, it's not to exclude the Olam. It means that sometimes we're going to define it by Shiloh above and beyond the Olam. But there is a standard of the Olam. There is a standard of the Olam which is underlying everything. Okay? Just a Ha'ar. Okay, but the Iker is what if he has two, right? So the Gemara then continues
Is there any real nafkamina between that? Meaning he's going to still pay from that.
No, the nafkamina is that when we say that we go after Shiloh, we have to understand that is not an exclusive definition. To go after Olam, we ignore Shiloh. To go after Shiloh, we still take into account on the basic level that there is a value of the Olam. Nafkamina is only that when he only has one type, we're going to define that one type according to the Olam. When he has Edis ubeinonis, so then the zikin the Edis ubaalchol v'ksuvasisha bebeinonis, beinonis v'ziburis, the zikin ubaalchol bebeinonis ksuvasisha beziburis, Edis v'ziburis, the zikin the Edis baalchol ksuvasisha beziburis. Katani mia. Mitzia, Benonis Viziburis, Nizikin Uba Achov, the Benonis, and only Ksuvasisha is Biziburis. The E Amris Bishelo Hem Shamim, Teosa Benonis Shelo Kiidis, the Yitre Baalchov Eitzel Ziburis, namely that. That again, in other words, to speak about the fact that he has Benonis and Ziburis, that is assuming what? In other words, what standard are we using?
Shalom.
To say that he has Benonis and Ziburis,
that,
again, we have that same issue. The Pashtus of the Braisa is Bishal Olam Heim Shamim, because otherwise, how can we speak about Benonis and Ziburis? His Benonis is by, you know, it's. Is his edis? In other words, the benonis, which is the most that he has, isn't that his edis? So therefore, the Gemara says we have to introduce a history. We have to fill in missing blanks. Something is missing over here within this brisa, and that's where we move in to the hacha mayaskina, namely that the brisa is crying out. Either you're going to learn the brisa that b'shel olam, shaman. That's one option, or you have to fill in a blank. And that's where the Gemara fills in. Hakad mayaskin and gon shahayis alo idis umachara. V'chein amar av chista hayis alo idis umachara. V'hachin am mistabra minikotani achrisei benonis v'ziburis nizikin v'benonis b'alchov v'ksuvasisha v'ziburis kashen ahadadi el alav shmamina kan shahayis alo idis umachara kan shahayis alo idis umachara. Namely that to simply the Braisa on its own, even without bringing in a second Braisa, the Braisa on its own is calling out for an explanation, because to speak about the fact that he has Benonis and Ziburis, if we're not going to say that B'shal Olam Heim Shamim, how are we going to learn it? So we have to add in, we have to fill in a missing factor, that once upon a time he had Edis. And then the Gemara wants to say that this fits in very nicely with that second brisa, that we have a second brisa, we have the Katani Achrisei, which appears to be so sere the first brisa, but if we're going to add in history, so that will distinguish between the first brisa and the second brisa. I mean, that both brisas assume Bishalo Heim Shamin. In one brisa, he had Edis and he sold it, and therefore the Baal Chov remains on his Benonis. He has a Shibud on that Benonis. And the other Braisa, he never had Edis. So this Benonis that he has is Edis. And then the Baal Chov has no Shibud on it, and he's going to receive from the Ziburis. Yes?
It's still a little funny, because the Braisa obviously does, it still uses the term Benonis and Ziburis. But you'd think that that brisa would use the term edus and zipurus, if that's what it's describing. It's a little funny.
Nachon, it's a little funny. Okay, so that's why maybe we have an ibo esema and an ibo esema and ibo esema. Namely, that we have four different ways of trying to deal with these brises. So one way is to say we stick with Rabbi Abba, that b'shalohem shamin, and the way that we deal with the two brises is that we simply add a factor into the first brisa of history, and we don't put that factor into the second brisa. The second option that we have, and again, there's a problem over here within the girsa, but is ibo yisema, idi v'idi shelo hayesalo idis umachara, that there's no history, v'lo kasha hadashavya benonis shelo ki idis da alma, v'kan d'lo shavya benonis shelo ki idis da alma. Namely, that what is going to be our standard, shelo or da alma, according to the second teretz, what will be our standard? That's what I'm asking. What in other words?
If it's shalom.
According to the, in other words, again, the first teretz is everyone agrees with shalohim shamim. And in the first case we have history, second case there's no history. The ibo is ema, idi v'idi, there's no history, but what is our standard? B'shel olam, that's what Rashi points out. Our standard is b'shel olam. He never had any history. Our standard is b'shel olam. And the first brisa is when his beinonis is not equal to the edis of the world. Beinonis shalok edis da alma. That's the first brisa. The Shavya bin on the Shalok. Idi the Idish or Yisimin and Shalok. And then the Baal Chov. We're going after the standard of the Olam. Going after the standard of the Olam. So that first Hodeshavya Benonis Shalok Idis Da Alma, that would be the second Brisa. The Kandalo Shavya Benonis Shalok Idis Da Alma, that would be the first Brisa. Yes? Okay. In other words, that we're using the standard of the Olam. When his Beinonis is not Shava the Idis the Alma, then the Baal Chov is Gove the Beinonis. When his Beinonis is Shava the Idis the Alma, then his Baal Chov goes down to the Ziburis. There is a whole different girsa over here, in other words, because it's really not a classic Ibo Yisema. In other words, that the whole girsa, no. We're going after Shuma da Alma. And then, Then we have an Ibo Yisema. Idi v'idi kon shayesa benonis shalo kebenonis da Alma. V'hacha b'ha plige. Mar savar b'shalo heim shavim. That is which price of the shalo? The first or the second?
The first one.
Umar savar b'shal olam heim shavim. That would be the second price. And since his Beinonis is the equivalent of his Beinonis is his Edis, and second Brisa, the Baal Chov goes down to Ziburis. That's according to the Lishna Kama of Rashi. Okay, so we have then these three Lashonos before we get to Rava. At this point, Birishutchem, I would just like to look at the Rambam to help us through these three. We have over here so far three options of how to learn the two brisos. The first option is that both brisos agree b'shalohim shamin, and the question is, do we have a history? The second is both brisos agree b'shalolam heim shamin, and there's certainly no history, but we're dealing with the question as to whether his beinonis is the equivalent of idis da alma. And the third perush is that everyone, it's irrelevant whether b'sha'olam hem shamim. I'm sorry. There's no history. Everyone agrees that his beinonis is the equivalent of beinonis of the world. The question is b'sha'olam shavim, and then his beinonis, even though it's the beinonis of the world, but it's his edus. Or do we say no, that b'sha'olam hem shamim, and then his beinonis is beinonis, and then the Baal Kol would be gover from that. Okay, so we have over here these three options.
In the second explanation, it's in both cases, we're going to say that shamim defi'olam?
Yes. Okay, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malve Velove, Perek Yutes Halacha Aleph, says, Kishiyordim bezdin lenichsei halove ligvos mehem, lo yigvu lebaochov ela min habeinonis shebekarka osav. What does it appear from the Rambam? He holds Bishal Alma him shavim or Bishalo him shavim? Bishalo, clearly, bekarka osav. Similarly, go back to Hilchos Niskem Bamon, Kishabezdin diskakim ligvos Hanizok minichse hamazik. Again, the Rambam is using the language of Gvias Bezdin, which we said fits in very nicely to Rabbi Akiva. Govin mina metaltlim tchila. Im go hayu metaltlim kharo hayu metaltlim kenegi kol hanezek. Govin hashar min hakarka min hayofe shebenichse hamazik. Is that mishaloa or bishalola? No, the Rambam is consistent. Both in the beginning of Hilchos Malva Velova, speaks about Karka Otav of the Mazik, and then we speak about in Hilchos Niske Mamon, Min HaYofesh Benizche HaMazik. Right? We're speaking about Mishalo. Okay, so the Rambam holds Mishalo. That's his working assumption. Now, the Rambam deals with the Brisos that we mentioned. That's in Halacha Dalet. Kvar Bi'arnu, Shehanizak in Shaman Lehen Beidis, Balchov Bebenonis, Ksuvasisha Beziburis. Hayolo Edis Beziburis, Nizakin Beidis, Balchov Ksuvasisha Beziburis. That's not a question. Hayolo Edis Ubenonis, Nizakin Beidis, Balchov Ksuvasisha Benonis. Our issue is this third case. Hayolo Ziburis Ubenonis Bilvad. He has Benonis and Ziburis. He has Benonis and Ziburis, and we paskin b'shalohem shavim. So what does the Rambam say? Nezikin uba'alchov b'benonis, uksuvas isha b'ziburis. Does that fit into any of the braisos? If we hold b'shalohem shavim.
No, because the
Baal Kol
should take the Ziburis in that case.
In this case, if b'shalohem hem shavim, so his beinonis is really his edus, and then the mazikin, in other words, come from the beinonis, and the baal chov, according to the brisos, goes to ziburis. So how can the Rambam be against the brisos?
Doesn't the first brisos say that?
But the question is, but if you hold b'shalohem shavim, what do you have to add into the first brisa that it? You have to add in a history. But the Rambam doesn't speak about history. We have to add in that once upon a time he had Edis, and then everything would fit in. That's the question of the Lecha Mishnah, and that's the answer of the Lecha Mishnah. Look at the Lecha Mishnah. Miloshen Rabbeinu Yired B'Didei Shaman. It appears from the Rambam in Halacha Aleph that, and similarly in Hilchos Niske Mamon, that we were Shaman B'Shalom. It came in Rabbeinu Shebekarka Osav. Ulamata Kosav. Hayelo ziburis v'benonis nizakin ubaalchov v'benonis mashma dibshel olam hem shamim di lavachi amai baalchov v'benonis kevin she idis l'didei v'tzarach lomar shehayelo idis u'machara v'hashta gam l'didei hu benonis. And the only way of understanding the Rambam according to the Lecha Mishnah is to do what the Gemara did. And it's exactly the question that the Gemara had on the Braisa. That the Braisa is only going to fit into the world of Shalohem Shavim if we're going to add in a history. Okay? So that's, the question is that the only way of learning the Rambam? Yes?
I think it doesn't the Lashon Rambam also the fact that he uses the same Lashon as we pointed out the Braisa, Hayelo Idis Ubenonis, that Lashon itself doesn't imply, as we said.
That he's quoting the Braisa.
Okay, in other words, but in like, oh, the very fact you talk about having in this
meal. Well, then you'd have the question is, in other words, we could be all wrong, and in other words, in Karka Osav somehow is not a diuk, and then Hayofesh Shebin Ezekiel is not, it's very hard to say that we're all wrong. In other words, so assuming that the Rambam is working Mishalohen Shavim, and he's quoting the Braisa, so the Chemisha says, so we have to learn the Braisa, according to Mishalohen Shavim, only within the history. So the Or Sameach offers an alternative direction, lo inyan pashut, but an alternative direction. Re'ei mashakosav harav hamagid mashadivri rabbeinu sosrim mashakosav le'el beperek yutet umikvar amarti deborur das rabbeinu deposik bishalohim shav. That all the acronym agree, both the Lecha Mishnah and the Or Sameach, that the Rambam says karka osav, he says ben hayofesh benichsi hamazik. We're dealing b'shalohim shamim, and it fits in kaimelan k'rav nachman neged rav sheshes b'dine. So it fits into the mando amrim also within the sugyos. However, in other words, when we have a case of benonis and ziburis, Raktapose kukimta de ravina beperakam beresh babakama de beula plige, de leman de lesle ula, mistabra de lesle rak benonis viziburis, lomar de yigva mi ziburis, shelo yikvots, rak mishum de ilas delas leman de isle de ula, savar de kan shayach ni ilas delas, kevan shelo yigva rak. Mi ziburis. Yeah, the Rambam paskins that if we have ziburis and benonis, he should say, according to following through logically with shaloh, that the nezikin are gover from the benonis, and the balchov and the ksuvas isha go from the ziburis. But the Or Sameach says that in this case, we're going to have an exception. In this case, we're going to view it ki'ilu misha ha'olam hem shamim, and to give the Baal Chov benonis. Why? Because in this case, if the Baal Chov sees he's only going to be able to get ziburis, there's going to be an issue of lotino delas. There's going to be an issue of lotino delas. In other words, when we have a case of Edis and Ziburis, then the Baal Chov is gover Ziburis because he wouldn't expect the Edis. But when we're dealing on the level of the Benonis and Ziburis, dealing on the level of the Benonis and the Ziburis, in order that the, in other words, the Benonis is the Benonis of the world. The Benonis is the Benonis of the world. If we're not going to give the Baal Chov the Benonis of the world, he's not going to lend money. If we're not going to give him the Benonis of the world, then he's not going to lend money. Namely, within the Or Sameach points out that this case over here is an exceptional situation. That even though normally we say b'shalohim shamim, and that should leave the Baal Chov with ziburis, we're only going to say that if he had Edis and ziburis. If he had Edis and ziburis, then the Baal Chov will remain with the ziburis. But if he has benonis and ziburis, then we're going to have an issue of nilas delas. Lo inyan pashut. Not a clear way of... In other words, what he's trying to do is not add into the Rambam a history, but to say that this is an exception to the rule. That here we have to deal with an issue of nilas delas. Okay, we'll come back to this. Mitzvah. But let's look at the fourth terutz of the two brayos. Ravina Amar, back at the Gemara. Ravina Amar bidu'ula plige. Damar ula dvar Torah bal kol bezibur. Shneimar b'chutz tamod v'isha sherata noshebo yotzi lachas ha'avod hachutza. Ma darko shel adam lahotzi lachutz palos shebekelim. Matam amru as a takana bal kol bebeinonis. Kedei shelotin al delas bifnei lave. Mar one brisa isle takanta de'ula. Umar lesle takanta de'ula. According to Rashi, which brisa holds of the lashon of ula?
The first
brisa, and therefore, even though in Achinami the balchov should only get ziburis, but we have the lotin odelas. We have the lotin odelas, and that moves the balchov up to the beinonis. Mashe came the second brisa. There's no takana of ula. The balchov remains on his d'oraisa of ziburis. What about the world of Mishalohim Shamim or Mishalohim Shamim? According to Rashi, Rashi says that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Bidula kamiflige, tana basra lesle takanta du'ula, ela basar kra azil. Vafilu have le name idis tahashta, have le benonis gemura, bain l'dide, bain la'alma, afilu hachis vir l'gishko v'alchob miziburis. In other words, that this third terutz, this fourth terutz of Ravina, takes the issue of Mishalo Hem Shamim or Mishal Ama Hem Shamim out of the picture. The question is just, do we hold of the takana of Lotin Odelos? We don't hold the takana of Lotin Odelos. Tosfos disagrees. Mar lesle takanta de'ula, dafka hecha de lesle idis. The have a high benonis idis l'didei, that we're dealing over here with a world of dafka echad the lesle idis have a high benonis idis l'didei mirinakat benonis viziburis mashma di isle idis gavi ba'achov. Mi benonis, because savar kevan de lesle ella benonis viziburis, the shayach kan time adam arbanazik ne ma ba'alchov ein dino beidus kadesh lo yira sada noe bedira nala chavero yomer ekpots ve'alvenu kadesh egva osa b'chovi. We're dealing with a world of and it's within. We have over here Bain on this Ziburis. We have the Braisa that has Ba'achov is Govet Bain on this. And then we have the second Braisa Ba'achov. So we're setting this up according to the first braisa holds of Takanta de'ula. The Takanta of Ula, so we have a din of Ne'ilas Delas, and that moves to Baal Chov to Benonis. Right, so the first brisa is that the Baal Chov is getting that which he should get. The first brisa is not an issue. The question is, what is the second brisa? What is the second brisa? So let's just give a little bit of background I brought for you. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin says, Hanazikin Shamin Lehen Be'idis Baal Chov Benonis Ksuvas Isha B'Ziburis, and that we have over here a world of Tikkun Olam. What is the Tikkun Olam? So here we have two deos. I brought them in the opposite order because it's the one that our Gemara follows. Amalei Rava Hachi Hashta Baal Chov Dinei Midoraisa B'Ziburis Kidu'ula. Damar Ula Dvar Torah Baal Chov B'Ziburis Shinemar Bachutz Ta'amod Madarko Shish Lehotzi Pachosim B'Kelim. That's the Din Doraisa. Umad Ta'am Amru And that's the Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun Olam is to bring about more loans. And so we raise the payment of the Baal Chov. However, there's another Hesber of the Mishnah as well. And that's the Hesber that's on Daf Mem Tesemud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Hi, the Darish Taima Dikra, Neima Amru Baal Chov Bebenonis. That really, 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 according to Rabbi Shimon, Taima Dikra, he said, what should the Baal Chov get midoraisa? What should the Baal Chov get midoraisa? According to Rabbi Shimon, Taima Dikra. According to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Dorish Taima Dikra. Taima Dikra means that we go after what appears to us to be logical to our hearts. What should the Baal Chov get? The Baal Chov is doing a tremendous favor. He's lending money. What should he get? Edis. The Baal Chov should get Edis. Really, the Baal Chov should get Edis. Darshin and Taima Dekra, namely that if we would take a vote, we'd say a Baal Chov. He's a Malvi. He's a great guy. He's lending money. He should get Edis. So why doesn't he get Edis? Kadesh lo yira adam lechaveru sada no evadira noa. He'll see someone else's Edis. V'yomar ekpots v'alvenu kadesh ekvenu b'chovi. In other words, I'm going to lend the money in order to be gover the Edis. Lafikach Amru, the Takana was Baal Chov Bebenonis. That we don't want the Baal Chov to be over Lo Tachmod. We don't want the Baal Chov to have these thoughts in mind. And so we lower the Baal Chov from Edis down to Benonis. As opposed to Ula, we raise the Baal Chov from Ziburis to Benonis. That was the Tikkun Olam. According to Rabbi Shimon, we're lowering the Baal Chov from Edis down to Benonis. Now, Tosos, in other words, points out, in other words, that Lechora, we paskin like Ula. However, even though we paskin like Ula, there are circumstances where we're going to take into account the Svara of Rabbi Shimon. And one of those circumstances is our case over here, where the Baal Chov has... Where one of those cases is where the Loba doesn't have Edis, he doesn't have Edis, he only has Benonis and Ziburis. So that Benonis is his best. That Benonis is his best. So over here, in this case, we're afraid maybe the Malva put his eye on that Benonis. And they were mafkia, the takana of Ula, namely, rather than giving the Baal Chov the Benonis because of the Lotinol, we don't want to bring about a situation of Lotachmod, and so we're only going to give him Ziburis. To see it again in Tosfos, Dafka Hecha Delesle Edis. Namely, we're dealing with a case where there's only Benonis and Ziburis in the hands of the Lover. The Have Hai Benonis Edis Lidide. This is his best. Midenokat Benonis Viziburis, Mashma di Isle Edis. Had he had Edis, then in Achinami we would have given the Baal Chov the Benonis. Because Savar Kevan the Lesle Ella Benonis Viziburis, Shayach Kantaima Dabernazikin Neima Baal Chov Endino Be Edis, Rabbi Shimon, Kadesh Lo Yira Sode Noah. This, in other words, even though generally we paskin like Ula, here we're going to be choshesh for the din of Rabbi Shimon, And according to the second Braisa, take this person down from the Beinonis to Ziburis. Okay. This is, again, in other words, not according to Rashi, the second Teirut simply is Shalom Liba the Hilchasa. In other words, it doesn't hold the Takon Avula. According to Tosus, no, the second Teirut is Aliba the Hilchasa. Generally, it holds of Ula, but since we have this Chshash of Lotachmod, this is the place where we're going to apply the Chshash of Lotachmod. Yes?
So then why in the first Braisa does the Braisa say that he's getting the Beinonis?
The first Braisa says we pass it like Ula. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. We pass it like Ula, that we always give the Baal Chov, we raise the Baal Chov from Ziburis to Beinonis in order to that he'll lend money.
Yeah.
The second Braisa holds that that's generally the rule. But if this Beinonis is going to be the Edis of the Nizak, if this is the best of the Nizak, so we're afraid that this is the Dira Na'a, this is the Sada Na'a that the person's going to look at. And so when the Beinonis, when there is no Edis, we're not going to apply the principle of, in which we're going to choose the chshash of a person's ruchnius over the takana of the gashmius. In other words, that Ula's thinking, how can we increase loads? Rabbi Shimon is thinking, how can we keep people from doing averos? So normally we'll make the takana of Ula. We want to increase loads. But if we're going to have a situation where by increasing the loans, we're going to have a chshash of lotachmod, so then we will take a step back from increasing the loans.
So shouldn't Tosfos say that in the first Braisa as well? Like, he's not saying that.
That's the machlokes between the first Braisa and the second Braisa.
Whether we say that this is an exception?
Whether once we pass in like Ula against Rabbi Shimon, whether we still take into account Rabbi Shimon's chshash. Going to the first Braisa, once. In other words, Tosfos learns the first Braisa like Rashi. This is Rashi, Tosfos. When we come to the second Braisa, so Rashi learns that the second Braisa, Cholkim al Ula, Ein Takana. We go after the Oraisa of Ziburis. Right? There's no takan at all. While according to Tosfos, no. Poskim ke'ula. Ela ka'asher ha-beinonis shel halove ze hachi tov. So then we're choshesh le-lo tachmod. Mafkiim tekan asula. Poskim ke'ula v'derech kaf. Generally paskin like ula as opposed to Rashi. Generally paskin like ula. But in this specific case, where this is the best of the lova, here we're choshesh, according to Tosfos, for lotachmo, the chshash of Rabbi Shimon. How did the Ravid learn? Look at the Ravid in the sheet of, in other words, I just noticed that from the Rashba quotes the Ravid, but the Ravid's in the Ravid as well. V'haravid hiksha she'ein b'loshan ha'gemara mar isrei takanta du'ula ela mar isrei du'ula v'od ki ha'takana lo hayesa du'ula ela min ha'mishnah kiditnan v'ula lo ba'a l'lafarish ki dvar Torah b'ziburis v'od kasha danan kaimelon de b'shalohim shamim ki Rav Nachman do'amar hachi b'ksuvos v'ech nefarish divi ravina du'hu basra t'shalo ki hilchasa. Namely that what Tosis did over here, when we're dealing with the world of Beinonis and Ziburis, to call this Beinonis is Mishbishel Olam. To call this Beinonis is Bishel Olam. So what Tosis is doing is he's paskening Bishel Olam Heim Shamim. That the Ravid finds to be very, very strange. We don't pasken Bishel Olam Heim Shamim. Why would Tosa set this up that the Beinonis of the Lova is his best? No, so the Lens Edis. No, we're calling it Beinonis. We're calling it Beinonis because of Shalom, because we're viewing it Mishalom. So the Ravid was very upset with that. But who's Al Perish? Hachi Garcina. Kule Alma Bishalohim Shamin. Vahacha Bishaloha Yisalo Edis Me'olam. Ubidu'ula Kamiflege. Man de Amar Baalcho Biziburis Isle de'ula. Vekevan de Nases Etzlo. Beinonis Ki'idis. Mukmala a de Oraisa. Iname a takanta, the haziburis etzlo naase benonis. Vaha de amar baalchov. That's the second, in other words, again, we're doing that the Hada Amar, which this is Raivet over here, holds Bishalohim Shamim. Bishalohim Shamim, this is Edis, and this moves to Beinonis. So, Bishalohim, I'm sorry, Bishalohim. Bishalohim Shamim. Man de Amar Balcho Biziburis Isle de Ula, Vekin Nases Itzlo Beinonis, Kiidis, Muk Misle Ado Oraisa, Iname Atakanta, Benus Ibru, Nasa Beinonis. Okay. So Bishalohim Shamim, this Braisa holds of that Midra, in other words, that Ba'alchov Gove Haziburis, which is equal to the Beinonis Shalom. Right? That this is the Beinonis is the Edis, Ziburis then turns into his Beinonis, and this is the way we pass him, this is Lotino. That this second brisa is our classic brisa. What about the first brisa? V'had amar balchov bebenonis. The first brisa lesle deula switches it around. Ela isle de Rabbi Shimon. Dama bereish perchanizik neima amra Torah balchov bebenonis. Klamar afal pisha yaroi lingvos min haidis. Neshe gomalim al chesed. Rabbi Shimon holds that midar brisa. Taima dekra is that the lova is the malva should get edis because he's doing a chesed. Elo shelo yira adam sada noa hilkach. So we're afraid he's going to have lo tachmod. Afal pishes enas eslo habenonis ki edis gov meimena she'en kan chshash ekpots v'alvena hare edis kazo metzuya harbe liknos v'ukim nale adina. Kamash Malan, Keula, de Rabba Hubasra, Svirule Kavase Perkanazikin, Hilkoch Balcho Bezibur. And we say, as opposed to Rashi and Tosvos, over here the Ravid understands that this Braisa is Lesle Takanta de Ula, Lesle Ula. It doesn't hold of Ula at all, but holds of Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Mida Oraisa Ba'alchov gets Edis. And over here, the Beinonis is the Edis. And we keep it as a Da Oraisa Ein Kan Chash Lulo Tachmod. That since in the world, in the eyes of the world, this is Beinonis, so there's no chshash of lo tachmod. In other words, when there's a sadeh yofeh, Then we have a chashav lo tachmod. But here we're dealing with a poor love. He only has benonis and ziburis, so we view it mishalo. And mishalo, this benonis is his edis. We'll allow the malva to collect from the edis, which is his d'oraisa. And there's without a chash of lo tachmod. In other words, the rabbi understands the machokas between these two braisas is how do we learn the tikkun olam? Is the tikkun olam that of ula that we start with ziburis and move it up to benonis, or is the tikkun olam that we start with edis and move it down because of lo tachmod to benonis? That the first braisa holds like Rabbi Shimon, second braisa holds like ula. Okay, this is what we have over here in the. Within Ravina. Okay, so what in other words, just to summarize these three deos, that the machokas between the braisos, according to Rashi, is do we pass on like the takana of Ula, that's the first braisa, or do we simply leave things on the doraisa level of ziburis, that's the second braisa. According to Tosfos, everyone agrees we pass in like the takana of Ula generally, but according to the second braisa, we have an exception to the rule over here when his edis is the best that he has. We're afraid of lo tachmod, and according to the Ravid, the first braisa b'chal is like Rabbi Shimon, but without a chashash of lo tachmod, so we stay on the level of edis, and the second braisa is like the takana of Ula. And therefore, we move to his benonis, which is the ziburis. Okay, seder. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, these are the next set of marmakos. I'm sorry that it's not clear. I tried to make it clear. This is the Mar Mekomas for next year. It's Hashem. We'll move Daf Chesed out to Daf Chesed Beis.